This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, choosing neighbors. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of choosing neighbors in the Islamic lifestyle. What we see in the Islamic teachings is that there is a lot of emphasis on having a good neighbors or being the good neighbor. But on the other hand, we have many narrations which emphasize on choosing the good neighbors for ourselves. Now, when we look at the narrations, they are divided into two different types of narrations in regards to the neighbors. One is choosing a place where you will have a good neighbors, and the second category of the narrations is that the neighbors are the means of peace in our life. Therefore, when we look at the first type of the narrations, we see that there is a lot of emphasis that when you want to rent a house, when you want to buy a house, when you are choosing a place as your residence, you need to first do a search about the people living over there. You need to have a kind of research about the people, what kind of people are there, where am I going to live, and what do I gonna have, especially obviously, when we are living in the Western culture, where we, as a Muslim, need halal meat, we need halal food, therefore, we need to choose a place, a town, where I can find something which I can consume. Obviously, if I choose a place where there is no Muslim and I cannot find halal food, there is, obviously, I cannot go to such place. It will put me into the hardship where Allah does not want me to bear all that hardship in my life. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of choosing neighbor in the Islamic lifestyle. We said that in the Islamic text, we find that there is a lot of emphasis on choosing a good neighbor. And what we see that in the narrations, it has been emphasized. For example, according to one of the narrations from Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, he said that a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said that I want to buy a house. So what should I do? And then Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that when you want to buy a house, go and search the town, what kind of people do live there. And the first thing which you need to see is the house which you're going to buy. Look at the neighbors, the people who are living next to that house, how they are. If they are good, then obviously you need to buy. But if your neighbors are not good, then you should not choose to buy. You should not buy such house. Why? Because if people are not religious, if the people around you, they do not pay attention or they do not give importance to the religion, they do not respect your religion, then obviously you should not buy such a house. You should not move into such a house. And on top of that, when we are living at a place where there is a Muslims, obviously you need to choose a place where in surrounding you will find more Muslims living there. Why? Because tomorrow when your kids gonna raise and they're gonna socialize with the neighbors, they do not become non-Muslim, they do not become atheist, they do not change or convert to something which is against your teachings and beliefs. Therefore, it is important to look a place and buy a house in a place where we have other Muslims living next to us, those who are following the religion, those give respect to the Islam, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/en/call-of-islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.